Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Our guest on today's This Week in America, executive recruiter and transition coach, Mark James. And his informative new book, Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. He shares his years of expertise with those who are in transition or wanting to advance in their careers, encouraging them to step up and refine what it is they truly want and how to better market themselves and how to achieve it. Mark has over 25 years as an executive recruiter and career management and transition coach. He's the founder and president of Hire Consulting Services, a certified personnel consultant awarded by the National Association of Personnel Services back in 1998. Mark has a successful blog, The Career Catalyst, published in news articles, books, newsletters, public speaker, conducts numerous seminars. Mark James, author of Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success, with us by Skype on This Week in America. Mark, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Great to be with you today.
And by Skype from San Diego, which means, yes, it's probably another, what, sunny day in San Diego. That has to be the perfect place to live. You picked a good place to call home out there.
Yeah, but paradise does have a price. It's expensive out here.
That's what I looked one time online. It's like, okay, we'll just stay in the Midwest and make do. This is such an interesting book, Keys to the C-Suite. And it's interesting because I'm reading this and it's like, you know, if your career is in transition, this actually can be a good thing, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, right now the times are the best of times in regards to companies are hiring at a rapid rate. It has become a candidate-driven market once again, as opposed to, say, 2009 when everybody was out of work. There were 16% unemployment. And now it's less than 2% in some industries. They said anything less than 5% unemployment is considered full employment. So it's a good time if you're in a career and you're tired or you're not happy or you're not rewarded. I think it's a good time to begin, start looking around. And if you're in transition, the pick-in should be pretty good as long as you got a plan.
And that's the key, and we'll talk about having a plan during the course of the program with Mark James. The book is Keys to the C-Suite. It's interesting, your definition of job security. We tend to think of that maybe differently than that. What you have, you basically say it's the ability to secure a job, and that makes so much sense. If I have the ability to find a job, that's the best job security out there.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a strategy, if you can't answer simple verbal questions coming your way, like, tell me about yourself. Why are you looking for a new job, or why would you consider looking for a new job? And also, what would constitute the ideal job that you would covet? And if you're not ready to answer those given questions that are always going to be coming your way, then you're not prepared.
You talk in the book about how it's important to know thyself before you jump into the job market. Talk about that. That seems like such a simple concept, but when you think about it, probably overlooked by a number of people. It's so basic, we tend possibly to overlook that.
Well, if you don't know your top strengths, your competencies and skills, and somebody says, you know, how do you get things done? You know, someone, I like to say, what's your highest and best use to an organization? And if you can't give a very succinct, you know, detailed answer, highlighting some of your strengths and competencies, well, then you're simply, again, you're not prepared and your plan is not secure to be able to impress a potential employer. And then more importantly, eliminate the competition who is prepared that will get the job offer instead of you.
You know, if you think, well, I'm satisfied in my job, you point out an amazing statistic. The average 40-year-old has changed jobs 10 times. To think that we've got a job, we're going to ride that through until retirement and we get the watch and we go off in the sunset, that really doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No, the average executive is now changing jobs every 2.3 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's not because of underperformance or bad luck or that they're just not doing the job. It's because things are changing at a rapid rate. You've got companies that are merging and other companies are being acquired. People lose jobs for many reasons, A lot of it is consolidation. The bigger companies are swallowing up smaller companies. And then there's duplication. And some people get caught up, you know, operating in the same role, and someone's got to go. The key to, I believe, a great career is to manage the career proactively. If you're not looking ahead and seeing other opportunities, or at least listening to your industry, talking to people, telling your story, letting them know what your highest and best use is, well, these things will pass you by. And of course, there's a lot of ways to do that. Networking is obviously a huge a contributor towards promoting yourself and getting your story told, and having advocates, people who know, like, trust, even love you like a brother, sister, who can bring you up in conversation in a very positive way. And next thing you know, you're getting a phone call from someone who was referred to you with a potential job opportunity. And if that's not happening, then you're just not working on it.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned networking. For some people, it's like, I really feel awkward in trying to promote myself, to talk about myself, and they're somewhat reluctant to get involved in that. How important is networking in the job search? And should we look at it differently than being an imposition when you're talking about your skills, about your skill sets?
Well, you're right. This isn't the most comfortable thing to be doing, and especially talking about yourself, because you have become the service or the product. And, you know, when you're representing numero uno, it's a little difficult because you have to talk about yourself. And without bragging or being arrogant or cocky, the way that I recommend is don't sell, just tell. Don't sell, market yourself. As I mentioned, or you mentioned earlier, the ultimate power is to know thyself. If you don't know your big wins, your greatest stories and examples, when you're asked, then you're simply not prepared to address these kinds of questions when it comes to a networking environment. And someone says, so what do you do for a living? You know, why would a company need you if you're on a phone screen? A recruiter will call and they will get to the point very quickly, and you're going to need to be very well prepared and rehearsed from a standpoint of letting people know how you get things done and what's in it for the company, not what's in it for you. Make it about the company. I always say make it about them, not you, because companies really have heard that song and dance one too many times. And people just don't see the value of being able to reverse the role of what they're supposed to be doing for a company. They want to see what's in it for them as a job seeker before they start addressing the kind of problems and issues the company is faced with. So that networking piece in the beginning, if you're on top of it and you sound like you get it, it's going to give a lot more credence to the person who's your a listener or the audience, and they're going to be able to help you more effectively and certainly be able to possibly refer you or direct you to a hiring authority that needs someone just like you.
The book is full of great information like that. The book is Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. The author is Mark James, Executive Recruiter Transition Coach. His website is hireconsulting.com. You can link on and get information on the book and on Mark and his services by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting as well, there are so many misconceptions and myths out there. We keep hearing about all these hidden jobs that are out there, and you say, really, the hidden jobs are not hidden. Talk about that, because for most of us, we think, oh, I'll never find a good job because I don't know about it. They're hidden.
Well, they're not. In fact, they're right in front of you. And everybody has an Outlook email or some sort of email software. How many contacts are in your email? That's where they're hidden. I have one more little tidbit, and this is the first place you should look. Does everybody have a smartphone? I do.
Yes.
The smartphone has all of your key contacts, the ones that are near and dear to you and your future and your family and your friends. These are the people that are holding connections to potential job opportunities. they need to hear your story. They need to know you're in transition. They need to know you're not happy with your job and you have begun to explore new options with regards to getting a new job. You cannot make your job search a secret. If this is a really critical, acute need that you get a new job because you're not working, now is the time to dig into your contacts, the ones that are the hidden contacts with the hidden ideas and the hidden connections. They're not really hidden, but they all know, on average, everyone knows 247 people. Of the 247, who are the most connected, the most successful, the most powerful, and the ones you know the best that would be more than happy to help you during your search campaign?
We've talked about a plan, and if you're thinking, boy, that sounds good, I need a plan, how do I develop that? You'll find that in the book, Keys to the C-Suite, the Job Search Marketing Plan. Just very briefly, talk about that, because this is sort of the guideline that we all need to do this properly and effectively.
Well, they always say, if you don't know what you want, that's what you're going to get. And it all starts with the plan. And, you know, deciding what it is you really want to do. If it's in line with what you've been doing in your career, great. If you're trying to get out of that and try something new, it could be a little bit more overwhelming. Most of the time, that's only going to come through your existing relationships. But let's say you're in operations or a general manager and you want to move to a new company, or things are changing in your current employer and things are going to end and the future is looking kind of dim. Getting a plan together and discovering what companies you would like to work for. I always ask, give me your top five target companies by name. Don't just say engineering, manufacturing, human resources, or some sort of medical product pharmaceutical industry. I need to hear real names of companies. And that triggers my memory bank. And that I think, well, if I know somebody that works at Illumina, for instance, that's a big, big pharmaceutical company right here, medical products in San Diego. And I know people that work there. If someone says, I'd love to work at that company, then I might be in line to be able to give them an internal referral, which is the number one way for anyone to get a new job is through an internal referral. And that's an employee that currently works there that can put you in touch with a hiring authority within the organization. Also, previous employees that used to work with the target company, sometimes they still have wonderful relationships in place and they're able to help those kinds of people who they know and are comfortable and know they're not going to be embarrassed if they refer them to someone they used to work with at their former employer.
Why would someone, when should someone come to a career transition coach? I'm getting the impression as we're talking, focus is something that you really can offer. You can take all of the things that we talked about in the program and guide me or guide someone in the right direction. Maybe right now we're out there really not focused.
Right. Well, I always ask simple questions. When people call me as a curious kind of prospect or someone that might become a client of mine in a coaching relationship for career transition coaching, my first question is, how many first interviews have you had in the last 2 months? And if they say, I have had no interviews, zero. Well, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing right? Let's discuss how much time you're actually spending on the internet looking at job postings. Can you give me an estimate as to how much time you do each day? And they will, that in its of itself will tell me whether or not they're being productive or not. Job seekers, anyone that is sitting behind a computer looking at what I call the candy in the window, those are positions that are posted on the internet, are wasting their time because those jobs are already in front of 400 or 500 other people and their eyes are seeing the same job as you are. Your goal is to get out of the house, go to a networking event, tell your story, meet new people, expand your contacts, and create one-on-one discussions to, remember I said, get into that person's network of 200, on average of 247 people. Have them get more comfortable with you So they're able to give you an introduction to one of their key contacts. It's the whole process of getting out of the house and the mistakes that people make by simply looking at job postings, I would say is a waste of their time.
And I think you have the figure 85% of jobs are never advertised. So we basically need to create our own leads.
Right. And that's where the hidden jobs come from. If only 15 to 20% of the jobs are listed on the internet, well, then where are the other jobs? Many times the jobs are not even posted because it hasn't been given over to the human resource department yet. That's their job, is to get this thing up and broadcast onto the internet. So they get a big windfall or kind of a casting of a wide net of new, fresh resumes, okay? You want to get to those opportunities, especially as at the executive level. You want to get to those before it leaves the officers of the company or the boardroom, when they're just starting to look at the top level of a company. And then those words get out to a few select individuals, and they put their own feelers out. You want to be one of the people that hears about these opportunities before it gets into the hands of the HR department.
A minute or so left in the program. Unfair to ask this question with so little time left, but it starts, one of the first steps in the process, I'm sure, is the resume. And so often we think, okay, I updated, I saw a story in the Sunday Business section a couple of weeks ago, and I've changed my resume. How many of us really need help with our resumes?
I would say everybody needs to have somebody else put a pair of eyes on it. If you can do it with a professional, you're going to get, you could pay somebody who does resume development. I've been doing it for years, but I don't unbundle that as part of my coaching package. But there are solopreneurs out there that do nothing but resume development, and they're very good at it. They know what a good resume looks like. They know how it should flow and be formatted, how to demonstrate the best use to a company through the use of bullets, knowing that education goes on the last part of the resume in the last page instead of up front. The only time you would put education up front is when you're a new college graduate. But if you are serious about getting a new job, I have to tell everyone, very important, you better have a damn good optimized LinkedIn profile right now, because every company and every recruiter, almost 100%, if it's not exactly 100%, are using LinkedIn exclusively as their database to find and farm and look for new people. I am not kidding you. In many cases, I know many recruiters who don't even want to see your resume until they've able to put eyes on you on your LinkedIn profile. And if you don't have a good profile, they're going to pass you right by.
Boy, great information and so much more we can talk about. And I would love to have Mark back with us on the program. Our guest has been Mark James, Executive Recruiter, Transition Coach. His website is hireconsulting.com. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Mark, his services, and his book. The book is Keys to the C-Suite: Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. Mark, this has really been fun, gone by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Been a pleasure, Rick. Look forward to future conversations.
Would love to do that. Keys to the C-Suite, Mark James, Executive Recruiter, Transition Coach. Again, his website is hireconsulting.com. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.